But the Rav is medayik, but he does pay the Karen. He pays what it's worth. He just doesn't pay the Chomish. Why does he pay the Karen? So the Rav says something interesting. He says, because paying back Truma is a kapara. So what bothered me was that we had in Shumas that a Kohen is not allowed to be Meichel, the Chomish, because even the Chomish is a kapara. So why are we not requiring this Ger to give a Chomish also, to get the same kapara? He needs to pay a Chomish to get kapara. A Kohen is not allowed to be Meichel. So why does the Rav say that the Pshat in the Mishnah, where it's basically the way he's learning the Mishnah, that you're not chayev a chomish, but you have to give Karen because of a kapara. So you should give a chomish also, because you need the kap. The chomish is also needed to get the kapara. So Reb Kiva Eiger asked this question, and he actually says that the way you read this Mishnah, the way the Mishnah is telling us, is like this. When the Mishnah tells us, ve'ein chayavin alev chomish, it's telling us the bigger chiddush, that you don't have to just give it to him. Like we do by demai, you give it to him, you don't sell it to him. So by chomish, you don't have to give it to him. But of course, to get the kapara, you have to be mafrish it. So what you do is, yes, just like the Rav says, you have to be mafrish the Karen. You have to separate it, and it somehow has to get to the Kohen, whether you have to sell it to him. But you have to be mafrish it. Being mafrish it and then giving it to the Kohen, that's what gets you the kapara. So the Mishnah is telling us that even so, since it's a suffik chala, you don't have to give it to him as a matana. You don't have to just give it to him like a chiv of chala. Rather, ve'ein chayovin alea chomish. Not only do you not have to give the Karen that way, because like the Rav said, the Karen you also sell, but even the Chomish, Ein Chayv Malach Chomish, the Mishnah telling us a Chiddush, that even the Chomish, I may think that the Chomish at least don't sell the Chomish, but give it to him, because there are places where sometimes the non-Kohen will sell Truma, but he actually pay the Chomish. Like if he inherits Truma and eats it B'Shoigeg, Rabbi Kiv Eiger brings. In that case, he sells the Truma, but he has to pay the Chomish. So I may think it's the same thing here too, that he has to actually pay the Chomish. So the Mishnah tells us, Ein Chayavin Alea Chomish. You don't have to pay it. You just have to be mafresh it. And then what you could do is you could just sell it to the Kohanim. So again, what he does here is he's mafresh Chala, and he's mafresh the Chomish too, but even the Chomish, that's what the Mishnah is telling us, even the Chomish, he's not chayv to give it. But of course he has to do this because we want him to get the kapara, and you need to take off the chomish to get the kapara. That's the way Reb Kiv Eiger learns this.